You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're going AFC 2025 predictions. Tomorrow we'll do NFC. Friday we will focus on our team. But in our NFC predictions tomorrow, you're going to hear from me a lot about our team. So AFC division winners, here it goes. AFC East, I do have Buffalo winning the AFC East. Pittsburgh is going to shock and win the AFC North, beating out both Baltimore and Cincinnati. I like Houston to win the AFC South again. I know that there's a lot of Jacksonville talk, and I'm a Trevor Lawrence guy. I think it's going to have to happen at some point, and it will happen at some point. But first year of this super young coach with the 21-year-old general manager, or however old he is, I don't see Jacksonville doing it year one. And then I've got the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are better, and I think the Chiefs are hungry offensively. This was not, last year a great year offensively, and yet they won 15 games. Basically, they only lost one because they didn't play any of their starters in the season finale, and they got to the Super Bowl where that offense was completely shut down by Philadelphia. So those are the four division winners. In the AFC, I've got Baltimore, Cincinnati, and the Chargers as wild cards. So I don't really have what I usually have, which is one or two shockers, other than I don't think a lot of people will have Pittsburgh winning the AFC North. By the way, my seeding, Kansas City is a one seed, and then it's Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Houston, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and the Chargers 2-7 in the AFC. Max, go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to start off with my division winners. The Bills are my division winner out of the AFC East. AFC North, I'm taking the Ravens. I think that defense is going to be incredibly solid. I know you feel the same way about Pittsburgh's, but I feel like the Ravens are just going to be head and shoulders above. Texans out of the AFC South, and then I refuse to doubt Patrick Mahomes. I thought about it, really did, but I can't do it. My wild cards are going to be, I got two teams coming out of the AFC North. I am going with the Steelers and the Bengals, and then I'm going with a different AFC West team than you. Give me the Broncos making the playoffs in the wild card.
Okay. So, you and I both only have one new playoff team in the AFC playoffs from a year ago, which is really dangerous because usually there is more than one new one. We both have the Bengals in. I have the Broncos out, and you have the Chargers out in that scenario. All right. AFC postseason, I have advancing to the AFC title game, Pittsburgh playing at Arrowhead in the AFC title game with the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl. I think the Chiefs are very dangerous this year. I think Mahomes felt like, it was not a great year for him, wasn't a great year for them offensively. They have added to the offensive line. By the way, it's going to be one of those situations where we look back on this draft and we wonder whether or not Washington made the right decision with Connerly Jr. and then the Chiefs selecting Josh Simmons, because apparently Simmons has blown people away in Kansas City offseason and summer. We'll see long term how it works out. But I have the Chiefs going back to another Super Bowl out of the AFC. What do you have?
Man, it's so tough to doubt the Chiefs. And you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to doubt Patrick Mahomes' ability to make it to the Super Bowl. I know this is going to kill me. I can see the guillotine coming towards my head. But give me the Ravens and the Bills in the AFC title matchup. I think the Ravens are going to beat them. I'm very high on Lamar this year. I mean, that the season he had last year was absolutely incredible. I mean, he should have won the MVP, but the year prior, Josh Allen should have won it. So I understand. We're just flip-flopping at this point. But give me the Ravens. I'm taking them in the AFC as the AFC title winner. I think they beat the Bills. I think something happens with the Chiefs around playoff time. Rashee Rice is going to be back, but I just don't think it's going to be enough. Give me the Ravens and the Bills. Ravens win the AFC.
The level of consistency year in and year out now for basically a half decade, if not a little bit longer, about 5 years, of Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore at the top of the AFC. It's really remarkable. It's so hard to sustain it, you know, in the NFL year in and year out. And those three programs have been consistently at the top of the conference, and no one thinks differently heading into this year. And really, that next tier, you know, if you want to go Pittsburgh, Chargers, Texans, that doesn't change that much. We'll have the NFC picks. We'll see if there's any, you know, significant, you know, surprises in our NFC picks. But I've got the Chiefs over the Steelers in the AFC Championship game, with the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl. And Max has the Ravens over the Bills in the Super Bowl. The Ravens over the Bills making the Super Bowl. All
right. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, a couple of more AFC predictions. We're going to go with an overperforming team, an underperforming team, and then a big AFC bold prediction. So my overperforming team are going to be is the Steelers. I think Pittsburgh can win 11 games this year. I am really riding this idea, and I could be dead wrong because he may fall off the cliff, you know, at 42 years old or whatever it is. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers was bad last year. I did think Aaron Rodgers looked a lot like Aaron Rodgers. I think he can be a top half of the league starting quarterback in 2025. And if that's true, the Steelers are going to be a much better football team. They win 9 every year with Mike Tomlin and no quarterback. So I think the Steelers are going to overperform expectations. And I think underperforming for me, I think the Patriots are getting a lot of discussion for a team in the first year of a coaching staff and the second year of a quarterback that still the jury is out on. I liked Drake May coming out. I did not love him. I liked Penix Jr. more. I certainly liked Jaden a lot more than Drake May, but I never disliked Drake May, and I think he can be can become a really good NFL quarterback, but I'm not sure. And people, you know, their over-under is 8.5. That's unbelievable after 4 wins last year. So there's a lot of expectation that New England's going to be a surprise team. I think they're going to underperform that expectation. And then my AFC bold prediction, Aaron Rodgers makes it to the Pro Bowl as an AFC quarterback. That's saying a lot when you've got Burrow, Mahomes, Jackson, Herbert, Stroud, etc. Aaron Rodgers makes the Pro Bowl. You're overperforming, underperforming, and bold prediction for the AFC.
All right, my overperformer, it's not going to be a playoff team, but this team is going to outperform expectations. I've got the Titans overperforming. I think I'm going to take,
I like that one.
I'm going to take their win total, too. I'm going to take over on the win total. It's 5.5. I really like Cam Ward.
Me too.
I think he's going to like bring some actual change to the Titans, which we haven't seen in forever. So that's going to be a huge thing. And then my underperforming team, the Miami Dolphins. I just can't do it anymore. I can't foresee it. I think Tua is cooked. Tyreek is checked out. Mike McDaniel is furious, and he's not normally a guy that gets pissed off. So, yeah, give me the Dolphins under win total. That's going to be 7.5. And then my big prediction out of the AFC, a lot of people are talking about Ashton Jeanty being Offensive Rookie of the Year. Give me Cam Ward, Offensive Rookie of the Year. That's my bold prediction for the AFC.
I like the Titans stuff. I like the Cam Ward stuff. I'm a fan, too, of Cam Ward. I think that, I don't know if it'll be this year, but I think, you know, 5 years from now, minimum, we'll be talking about a really good NFL quarterback, and probably sooner than that. All right, I will have the bets that I've made, my season over-under prop bets. I've actually made 3 of them. I've got 2 left to make. I'm just waiting for a much better price. I'll have that tomorrow. We'll have our NFC predictions tomorrow. Chris Russell's up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.